You never know the biggest day of your life is going to be the biggest. The days you think are the big ones are never as big as you make them seem in your head. It's the regular days, the ones that start out normal. Those are the days that end up being the biggest. Wagwan, super. Welcome to another amazing episode of the Unspoken Podcast. How are you feeling? Are you feeling amazing? Are you feeling Gucci? Because I'm feeling Gucci. I'm feeling amazing. Wagwan, how are you? Welcome to another amazing episode. My name is Awino Awiti, the host of this amazing podcast. This is episode 154. Anyway, before we begin, I have a lot in store. I have a lot of gist. We need to catch up. I have a lot of details to tell you guys. I have a lot of info. So first things first, congratulations to me. Like, this year has started on a high note. I'm so freaking blessed. I'm feeling so happy because this year has really started on a high note. So first news is that I have bagged another nomination. Okay, I've bagged my first nomination this year. Yeah. So yeah, I've been nominated for Zuri Awards. Yay! So Zuri Awards is basically an awards show for women, for recognizing women who do amazing things in their different platforms, in their different jobs, in their different careers. So it's basically an award for women by women, which is amazing. As a feminist, I'm so aligned. I'm like, clock it. I will clock that thing for you. Have you seen that man on TikTok? And the son who is always hyping the mother on TikTok. I'll clock that thing for you. Clock it. The dam is your mother. So yeah, I feel so aligned. So I've been nominated for Zuri Awards and I feel so excited, man. I think I feel so happy. I feel so validated. I feel like I'm on the right track. I feel like what I've been doing all these years, the work I've been putting all these years, it feels so good to just see that people notice. People actually see what I do and people actually notice what I do. And it just feels good to be recognized for doing what I love. And it feels good to know that what I do here, picking up my microphone in the middle of the night, it's me and my recording hours against the world, that the things I record, that they mean something to someone, they impact someone in a different way, they touch someone's life in some type of way, man, that shit is validating, man. That is so nice. So I'm super happy, super proud of myself. I'm super excited. So I've been nominated for Zuri Awards. Actually, this coming Saturday, they'll be having an exhibition, and I'm supposed to go out there and talk about, put my brand out there. They're just giving us a platform. So shout out to the guys from Zuri for the nomination, and super excited. So if you guys want to hang out with me, this episode, they'll be out. Yeah, I'm recording this immediately and uploading it. So yeah, it will definitely be out before this Friday, because I will be having the exhibition this week, that is on 27th and 28th of February at Junction Mall. So come hang out with me, guys. Learn more about the podcast, the journey, everything. A lot of things will be happening. There'll be merchandise. We'll have a lot of goodies. It's just gonna be an amazing time. Meet your host, man. Meet this host, this noise maker. So that's the first news I wanted to share with you, that I've been nominated for Zuri Awards and I'm super excited and I hope to bring this at home. So this is actually a different award from the ones I've been previously nominated for. You remember the APVA that I previously won, the two APVA awards that I won consecutively? Those are different because those involved the audience voting. But this is actually different because there's no voting this time. There's actually a panel of judges. It's like how Grammys do their things, the Oscars, where it's just what's it called? It's a council of people who now they judge your work and they honor you. They honor the best. So that this is the same as that. So there's no voting. Guys are asking when I announced the news today. People asking where are we voting? Where can we vote? When is the voting starting? It's like this is different. So it's actually a panel of judges. So crossing my fingers, I win. And yeah, that's the first news I wanted to share. This year started on a high note. Oh, another big news. Oh, this is so big. We are literally going international. Oh my God, wake me up, because I feel like this is a dream. So I have amazing news. You remember when I always say Unspoken Podcast to the world? You know that thing that I usually say jokingly, that Unspoken Podcast to the world? It is actually starting to manifest, which is so crazy. It's actually starting to manifest. So I got an opportunity to be a speaker. I got an opportunity to be elected to be a speaker at the International Women's Podcast Festival in London. Bro, wake me up. Is this a dream? Wake me the fuck up. Me speaking International Women's Podcast Festival, London, in one sentence. How did I get here? How did we get here? That's so crazy. I when I got that email, I was like, this is not real. This can't be real. But I was like, okay, girl, the work you put in, this is real. But yeah, so I got the opportunity. I'll be representing Africa, actually. And what I'll be talking about is how we can amplify local stories for global audiences. Oh, God. How crazy is that? But the event is going to be in London, but unfortunately, I won't be able to go to London, which sucks, which I wanted to, but I won't be going. But I'm still getting paid. So yeah, I just actually pre-recorded. I'm just supposed to pre-record my show, and it's going to be aired in London. That's just like me being in London. I mean, those people don't even know me, but I'm gonna be there. They're gonna be watching me. I'm spoken to the world. Yeah, but it's such a great opportunity. It's such a great platform, and I'm just so excited. I'm so grateful to God. Oh my God, Mungu endelea kunibariki, and nivunje na baraka, nivunje na baraka. So yeah, that's so crazy, man. That's so crazy. And that's actually those things happened in a span of 2 days at the same time. I received a couple of news in a span of 2 days, in a couple of good news in a span of 2 days. I was like, hell, this is what I'm talking about. So, and it actually inspired this episode, which by the title is The Biggest Day of Your Life. Before the episode started, you listened to that quote that I started of, you never know what the biggest day of your life is going to be, and have to give credit. That quote, that's monologue, kind of. I got it from watching Grey's Anatomy. There's an episode where Lizzie, if you remember, not Lizzie, she was called Izzy, where Izzy was battling cancer and she was almost dying. So the episode starts with that monologue, where she thought she was going to die, and then the episode spans and ends up that the day she thought she was going to die ends up being the day that she gets married. So that just got me thinking how we always think about the biggest day of our life. Everyone always thinks, oh, everyone dreams about, oh, there's just that day that's going to be the biggest day of my life. There's just that day that I'm gonna be happy. And other people think the wedding day, that's going to be the biggest day of their life. Other people think the day they get their dream job, that's going to be the biggest day of their life. The day they find love, that's going to be the biggest day of their life. The day they get something they've always wanted for a long time, that's going to be the biggest day of their life. And it got me thinking, how we always envisioned and feel dramatic about that one day, how we live and work towards just that one day, claiming that's going to be the biggest, and I say biggest in quotes, that's going to be the biggest day of your life, how dramatic it's gonna feel, how we expect violins, we expect clarity, we expect life-changing moments that feel extraordinary when they happen. But actually, the biggest day of your life might look like a random Tuesday. The biggest day of your life can look like you sending that risky email. Yes, the biggest day of your life can look like you choosing yourself. The biggest day of your life can look like you making those small steps leading you to the biggest day of your life. So my message is, what I'm trying to say is that actually the biggest day of your life is the steps you take every day. Case in point, when I started this pod, I never thought I'd get this far. Definitely. I never thought I'd be at season 4 and at on episode 154 years later. And I remember, I think when I started, I never had like big dreams. But when I kept on doing the pod, when I kept on having a structure, when I kept on falling in love with what I did and seeing the impact it had on other people, I started dreaming big. I started thinking of all the possibilities, all the things that I could do with this podcast, all the lives I could touch, all the dreams I could achieve. So I started working towards those things, and I started dreaming of, there's just one day it's gonna, my podcast is gonna go big. Just one day. Like, you see, now we live in a world where people chase virality a lot. People chase virality more than authenticity. Nowadays, everyone wants to be an influencer. We live in a world where everyone wants to be an influencer. Everyone wants to be a content creator. People don't even care about all these other careers. Everyone wants to be an influencer or a content creator. And everyone dreams of that one big day when they're gonna blow up and the entire world is gonna know their name. So everyone dreams about that big day of their life. But during my journey on this pod, I used to also be like that. I used to dream that, one day I'm gonna be big. One day my podcast is gonna, like, I'll just wake up and find myself trending number one on Twitter. That's gonna be the biggest day of my life because people are gonna know about my podcast. People are gonna listen to me. Everyone's gonna be on my case. But I'm starting to think that the biggest day of my life is not actually the thing, the way I picture it. And it's for most people, the biggest day of your life is not it's not how you picture it in your head. It's not that delusion you've built around your head. The biggest day of your life starts from the decisions you make today, starts from the steps you make today, starts from the things you do. Those are the things that lead you to the biggest day of your life. And the biggest day of your life comes in bits, according to me. The biggest day of your life comes in bits. I'm gonna be giving myself as a case in point. So when all this time doing my podcast, like I said, I've always dreamed that I'm gonna wake up one day, I'm gonna blow up, and that's gonna be the biggest day of my life. I didn't expect to have all these amazing things happen during my journey as a podcaster. But all these things happening, these award nominations, this opportunity to be a speaker at International Women's Podcast Festival, which is actually organized by Content is Queen. If you want to get your tickets, check out Content is Queen website. Get your tickets there. So all these opportunities, those are bits of my biggest day, the biggest day in my life. Like me getting that email that you've been that we want you to be a global voice representing Africa as a speaker at the International Women's Podcast Festival. That looks like an email that is changing my life. That looks like a big day to me. Me getting that email that told me I have been nominated for the Zuri Awards, that looks like a big day for me. That looks like, that is big news, actually. That is big news. So, biggest day of your life, doesn't exist. They coexist. Biggest day of your lives actually coexist. Have a lot of biggest days of your life, but in bits. But in bits, they come in bits. So let's stop sitting and just waiting for that big day to come. like just sitting and waiting for that big day to come and not really taking in these small grand things that are happening, these steps that are taking you to the next level. Those are big things. Those are big days to me. So when all these things happened, and when I was researching on what to talk about on this episode, and that thought, that monologue when I was watching Grey's Anatomy came to me. I really love that monologue from that specific episode. I've actually watched that episode thrice because that monologue was so deep that you never actually know the biggest day of your life until you are right in the moment. You're living in it. So because we live in a microwave generation, especially this generation of ours, it's such a microwave generation where we want things to come on a silver platter. You want things to just work out fast. We want to make it fast, and we don't want like to put in the work. That's why I said everyone wants to be a content creator, everyone wants to be an influencer, because they think just that things come easily. But the things you do, every action you take on a daily basis, the steps, the steps you take leading you to your dream, that's and the wins, those small wins while you're taking those steps, those small wins, those small recognitions that you get, those amount to the biggest day of your life. Those amount to the biggest days of your life. So it's really a grand moment. It's usually a small choice repeated. So think about it. What's that one ordinary day that changed everything that you don't recognize? Think about it. What's that one day that changed everything? What if the biggest day of your life already happened and you're out there thinking, man, people are winning out there. People are winning. I'm just on social media and guys, things, it seems like other people's life is moving on and I'm stagnant. I feel like I'm not doing anything for my life. Nothing's happening. But what if the biggest day of your life already happened and it continues happening, but you never acknowledged it? What if it's that one random afternoon when you met someone special, when you received that nice email, when you received some good news? What if it's that? And you didn't recognize. So I was thinking about it and I was thinking that we should start living more in the present. Oh, just saying those words reminded me of something. Actually, man, oh, it's so sad. Rest in peace, Eric Dane. Oh, so heartbreaking. Rest in peace, Eric Dane. Eric Dane passed on, guys. If you don't know Eric Dane is an actor, is an American actor who acted in Grey's Anatomy. That's where I know him from. Who acted in Grey's Anatomy as Dr. Max Timmy or Max Sloan, but we prefer to call him Max Timmy. So he was, oh my God, I can't believe it. So crazy, man. And he was battling ALS and he died so young at 53. That's so young. And his death was so heartbreaking. You see how after his death was announced, there was this video that went viral about an interview. There's an interview he did, I don't know, with Netflix before his death. And he was sending a message to his daughters. And on that interview, he said how the lessons he had learned in his life and how he was so mad at this sickness for taking him away from his daughters at such a young age. And he was saying that he learned three things. He was saying that he sent his daughters a message, three messages, which actually relates to every individual, which the first one, the one that really stuck with me is live now. That's what he said. Live now. That stuck with me. That's something we always hear every day, but we actually don't listen. We hear, but we don't listen. Live now. We don't listen to it. We don't pay attention. We hear, but we don't pay attention. Live now. We say that every time I told, live in the present. Live now. The future is unknown. Leave the past in the past. Live in the present. Be in the moment. But how many are living in the now? How many people are living in the present. People are always, we are constantly worried of the future, a future that we don't know if you, if we don't even know if you're gonna be part of. We actually don't know. Because when I was watching Grey's Anatomy, I didn't know Eric Dane was gonna pass away before I even finished watching Grey's Anatomy. I started watching Grey's Anatomy last year from season one. I'm actually at season 14 now. I still have like 8 more seasons to go. While I started watching it, I didn't know he was going to pass in the midst of me watching the series. So we lost him twice. Grey's Anatomy fans, were saying that we actually lost him twice. We lost Max Timmy twice. We had to mourn him when he died in Grey's Anatomy, and now we are mourning him now when he's dead in real life. How sad is that? So what really struck with me from the message he said was, live in the now. Stop worrying about the future. Stop worrying about the biggest day of your life in future, how you're going to make it in future, how the biggest day of your life is going to look like in future. Think about now the steps that are leading you to the biggest day of your life. How consistent are you? One thing I've learned nowadays is that, man, consistency will take you far. Consistency and audacity, oh, the world rewards audacity. Consistency and audacity will take you so far as an individual. Thinking of all these things that happened, when I even got the news about the international being a speaker in London at the International Women's Podcast Festival, when I got that email, I was like, what the fuck? Me, not anyone else. Me, this Kagal from a small village in Kisumu, going international, going global, making global moves. Who would have thought? But it's because I've always been consistent with whatever I do. I never gave up. I never looked at, oh, okay, who's clapping for me? Who's not clapping for me? What's happening? Who's supporting me? Who's not supporting me? I never cared about that. All I wanted to do was get better at my craft, get better at what I do. And I kept being consistent. And those things, those days of being consistent, those nights, those building those things slowly are leading me to the biggest days of my life. Those small efforts, the little effort you put daily, those are the things that are leading you to the biggest day of your life. Those are the things that make up, actually. Those are the things that make up to the biggest day of your life. Because those steps, that how consistent you are, consistency actually gets rewarded. You must be rewarded. The world rewards audacity and consistency. You can't just work for something, for one specific goal, and not achieve it. And however it looks like, whenever it comes, it's going to happen. So don't worry about that. So let's stop worrying about this future that we have no idea if we're going to be in the future, if we're going to exist then. Stop worrying. Stop living in the unknown. Start living in the present, man. Start living in the present. Start working in the present. Start making your dreams come true in the present. Start making your biggest day of your life today. Make the biggest day of your life today. Stop thinking about, oh, when I get to 30, that's when life is gonna be lifing. That's when I'm gonna now start living life. No. Start living life today. Because, man, if Eric Dane died at 53, such a promising actor, you never know what life holds for you. So stop sitting and feeling like, I'm just searching for my big one to come, man. It's going to happen in the future. Stop waiting for that future. Start making those baby steps. Start making those baby steps today. So it's more of pressure versus present. We put pressure on ourselves. We put pressure on ourselves. When you say life begins at 40, my 40th birthday. I do it. I'm not saying I'm perfect. I used to do that. I always say, oh, my 30th birthday is gonna be big. My dirty 30. I'm gonna launch, I don't know what, career milestone. By 35, I want to be a CEO. So this is just a wake up call for us to have the courage to treat every day like it matters, because it does. Live today. That thing stuck with me. Treat every day like it matters. Don't take any day for granted, guys. Because man, life can be crazy. Life is crazy. Life is unpredictable. So show up every day. Show up anyway. Be kind anyway. Try anyway. Speak kindly to yourself anyway. Try. I was scrolling on Instagram today, and there was something that I liked. Someone posted, this was like a thread. It said, but she looks like she's trying so hard. How people nowadays judge someone for trying so hard. Like, and some people are always some people are scared to be seen trying so hard. Since when is trying so hard bad? When did trying so hard become bad, become cringe, man? And what's wrong with trying so hard? What's wrong with being seen trying so hard? Honestly, me, I don't even care being seen trying so hard nowadays. But there's something I always say, to be cringe is to be free. The cringier you are, the freer you will be. To be cringe is to be free. I don't care how cringe I'm going to look like. I'm going to post my podcast every day. I'm going to post my shit every day. I don't care if you're going to click on that link. I don't care if I get, even there's something on Instagram, someone say, I don't care if I get 10 likes. I don't care. I can talk to myself if I need to. I talk to myself. So I don't care if you like my shit or not. I can talk to myself. I talk to myself literally. So when did it become wrong to try so hard? So don't be scared to be seen trying, man. If you listen to that this pod and you are still scared of being seen trying, oh, then you haven't learned. But you still have an opportunity to learn. So try anyway. Don't be scared to be seen trying. Treat every day like it matters, because it does. That woman that you want to be, that you dream in your head, that's going to make the biggest day of your life, you start showing up as that woman today. Like, if there's one person who is Delulu, it's me. I'm always one delusional person. And I love being Delulu. I love being in my whole world. By the way, if I could rent you a day in my head, you'll judge me. You'll say, girl, are you crazy? Because my head is a messy place. It's like I build castles. When they say building castles, yeah, that's what they meant. So there's this, I've always been picturing how I wanted to be this girl, you see. And it goes back to why I'm saying the biggest deal. You never, this thing about wanting to be this big person when you get to a certain age, but actually you start showing up as that person today, and you become that person. So I've always dreamt about being this girl who has her life together, who dresses in a certain way. I've always wanted to, that girl that I had in my head, maybe I think she was in her 30s, she had figured herself out. She had figured her life out. She was dressing in a classy way. She was dressing more elegantly, more professional, more suits. She was wearing in more powerful suits. She was like a CEO. She was giving bossy. I've always dreamt of being that girl in my head. I always think of that girl in my head so much. My future self. Yeah, that's the right word. I always have this vision of how my future self is gonna look like. But then I sat with myself and started thinking, what if I started showing up as my future self today? What if? So what if you started showing up as your future self today? What if I started showing up as that girl that I have in my head, that girl who dresses in a certain type of way that I want to dress as? Why not start dressing up as her today? If you've noticed, I've changed my style. If you follow me on Instagram, if you follow me on TikTok, you'll notice that I've changed my style completely. I don't actually dress the way I used to dress. Even when I go for my podcast shoots, I'll dress up. I'll beat my face. I'll make sure my hair looks good. Because I was like, what the hell? Why am I dreaming of this girl that I want to be in the future? Why not start being this girl? Because if I want to be that girl in the future, I have to start showing up as that girl now, today. So I started challenging myself. Actually, changed my wardrobe. I was like, yeah, I'm going to start showing up as that girl. I'm going to start being that girl today. That's today. Those steps are leading me to the biggest day. They're leading me to that girl. So try today. Showing up as that person. showing up, that biggest dream you have, that biggest day of your life, of that, of how you want your life to be in future. What if it could start being now? What if you could start being that person now? Ask yourself, what ordinary day are you underestimating? What small decision are you avoiding? If today was the biggest day of your life, how would you show up differently? How would you show up differently? Because every moment is leading to the biggest day of your life. So you have to make that decision to start showing up as that person today. It starts today. Anyway, that's all I came to remind you today. This is a random episode. I didn't plan on doing this, recording this episode today, but I just got that inspiration. I was like, nah, I need to tell my speakers this. I need to put you guys on. Stop dreaming of the day you'll go viral, the day you'll get 100,000 subscribers on YouTube. You start working today. You start with that one subscriber, that second subscriber, that third subscriber. They lead you to where you want to be. They'll lead your path. So try today. Try anyway. Okay? Because you never know when the biggest day of your life is going to be. You actually never know. You never recognize it. Not until it's happening. Not until you're right in the middle of it. Okay? Anyway, hope you've enjoyed this episode. Thank you so much for your support so far. Zuri Awards, we in it. It's going to be happening next week on 7th March. Yeah, so make sure you follow your girl. Follow me on IG. I put all my updates on Instagram and TikTok. Follow me there. Subscribe on YouTube. Content coming, content dropping. Subscribe. I'm really working for the pod. I'm really so motivated. Getting all these opportunities, I'm so motivated. I'm like, girl is going global. We're going to London, baby. We're going to London. So I have to work. I have to put in the work, okay? So I just appreciate your support. Keep supporting me. Keep supporting you guys. And keep showing up for whatever you're doing. Keep showing up for yourself, man. And remember, like I always say, your mind is your greatest asset. Use it well. I'll see you in the next episode. Adios.